Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the biblical principle of sowing and reaping. In Galatians chapter 6, we find this biblical principle laid out for us starting at verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. The J.B. Phillips translation of Galatians 6:7 says, a man's harvest in life depends entirely upon the seed which he sows. We go throughout our lives sowing seed, whether it is the seed of words, which we're going to discuss today, or the seeds of thoughts, which are the beginning of every action in your life, the seeds of attitudes, the seeds of prayer, the seeds of the Word of God, or the seeds of finances. Everything that we do in life is a seed sowing event, or it's a reaping of a harvest of seeds that have already been sown. Most people face life with a whatever will be attitude. And that attitude is reflective of a worldly philosophy that is completely unbiblical. It is not true that whatever will be. What is true is whatever you sow, you will reap. And most people are ignorant of this principle and are shocked at the harvest that they have coming into their life or the crops that they see coming up in their lives. God doesn't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to take His biblical principles and work with them in the power of the Holy Spirit to take hold of all the promises of God and the blessings of God that He intended for us to have. And we do that by understanding and walking in the principles God Himself has laid out in life. Seed time and harvest is one of those fundamental spiritual laws that, as Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 tells us, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. So your life will be a constant process of sowing and reaping, and God wants you to sow good seed and reap a good harvest. It's vital to see what the Bible says about sowing and reaping, and there are many, many Bible verses that address this issue. Yesterday, we talked about thoughts as seeds. Today, we're going to discuss words as seed, and as we continue in this study this week and next, we will cover six different types of seed that impact your life and completely dictate your harvest in your life. Today, let's look at the scriptures on the issue of your words, your spoken words as seed in your life. We know the familiar scripture of Proverbs 18:21 that says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and whoever loves it will eat the fruit of it. What does that mean? Whoever loves it will eat the fruit of it. Fruit is what is harvested at harvest time. It's what has come up, and when it's ripe, it's able to be picked, and it's the harvest that comes from the seed that was planted in order to bring forth that specific type of fruit. The person who loves to speak negatively and is always has a negative report, a negative attitude, worried about the future, thinks it'll be a disaster, that person who loves to speak that way and continues to insist on sowing seeds of words of that type will reap negative, miserable fruit in their life. On the other hand, the person who recognizes this principle and wants to agree with what God says about his or her life and takes effort and diligence to sow good seed with his or her words will reap beautiful fruit that will be abundant and will be a blessing in their life. Have you ever noticed that people who are very positive, encouraging, uplifting with their words are also happier people? They have more joy. They have a better attitude. They're hopeful about the future. That's no accident. They are reaping the fruit of the type of seed they have planted in life. Word seeds are the most powerful type of seed in the earth. The Bible tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue. So the tongue, you could say, is a seed bin. The question for you is, what type of seed are you taking out of that seed bin and planting in the field of your life? Your words are your most powerful weapon in the earth today, for good or for evil, for victory or for defeat. Proverbs 22:8 tells us, he who sows iniquity will reap sorrow, or it's he who sows wickedness, perverseness, or unrighteousness will reap trouble. And this goes for your words as well as other areas of life. On the other hand, Proverbs 11:18 promises that to him that sows righteousness shall be a sure reward. If you will sow seeds with your words that are righteous, in right standing with God, agree with God's word, you'll reap a sure reward in your life. We know words are powerful, and words have sown seed in the lives of other people. This is probably clearest when it comes to the area of parents' words affecting the lives of children. Many people today can remember specific words that were said by parents or other important authority figures in their lives when they were children, and those seeds went into their heart and either reaped a blessing of encouragement and hope for their future or of discouragement. Discouragement simply means to take away courage. Adults' words spoken over children can take away their courage for life, for their future, for seeing themselves in a positive way. It can take away their courage. It can be discouraging. It can be words such as, you'll never amount to anything, or you're never going to be good at that, as opposed to words of life and blessing and edification that build up a child's spirit and their heart by saying, you can do that, you can do anything, God will help you, God loves you, words that build up the child's spirit. But words are very powerful in your own life as well as in the lives of others. Be very watchful what kind of seed you are planting with your words. Speak words of life and blessing to everyone around you. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, which means building up, that it may minister grace to the hearers. So Ephesians 4:29 tells us what type of word seed to plant. Plant things that will minister grace to the people who hear you. Plant words that will minister building up, that will edify a person, especially if you are a parent or a person in authority, such as a teacher, that has the privilege of speaking words into the life of children. Jesus said in Matthew 12:36, men will give account for every idle word. When Jesus said that, that word idle means inoperative, unemployed, or barren. God doesn't want you planting seeds of words that are inoperative for the purposes of God in your own life or the lives of other people. He wants you to use the operation of your words to bring forth fruitfulness in your own life as well as to others. Don't plant word seeds that bring forth death to people. Plant word seeds that will bring forth fruitful, abundant life. Wrong types of sowing with your words can include complaining about your spouse. That is not going to bring you a harvest that you want. Complaining about your spouse will bring forth a negative crop in your life. Speaking words such as comparing your spouse to other people, to other people's husbands or other people's wives, that's not going to bring you a good crop in your life. Those are just examples of wrong sowing, but God wants to get us on the side where we're doing intentional, good sowing with the seeds of our words. Jesus told the parable of the sower and the seed, and he began the parable simply by saying, "A sower went out to sow." There was intention on the part of the sower to go and sow seed that would bring forth an abundant, delightful, desirable crop. If you are going to use your words as God wants them to be used, you will not only have to avoid planting wrong seed, you will have to very intentionally begin to plant godly, good seed with your words. Words of life, words of encouragement, words of faith, words of hope, words that will build up other people, and words that agree with God about yourself. Don't curse yourself with your words. That will bring forth a negative and undesirable crop as well. The last point in this area of word seeds that I want to bring to your attention is found in Deuteronomy chapter 29. It says, "You shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seed, lest the yield of the seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard be defiled." You can't say good things, "My marriage is getting better, my husband's a good man," and say that in a moment of encouragement, and then tomorrow when you're not feeling as great or encouraged, say, "This is never going to work, we're probably going to get divorced." Don't let your words be a mixture of that which agrees with God's word and that which agrees with Satan's plan for your life.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.